الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الصدقة لتطفئ غضب الرب وتدفع ميتة السوء وكما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه الترمذي Most respected علماء اكرام elders and brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are in the month of generosity, the month of barakah, of blessings, and the month of muasa, of sympathy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity, Allah ta'ala's mercy in this month is boundless, is tremendous. Allah ta'ala multiplies, and the multiplication of Allah ta'ala is mind-boggling. When a person performs a fard in this month of Ramadan, Allah ta'ala multiplies it not 10 times, not 20 times, Allah multiplies it 70 times. A person that does an act, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting it in the rank of a fard. Allah is looking for every opportunity to forgive His servants. Man sawama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. That person that fasts in Ramadan, already his sins are forgiven. All his past minor sins forgiven. Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. That person that performs tarawih salah, all his past minor sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven him. Man qama laylatal qadr imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. That person that performs salah on the night of laylatul qadr in ibadat, engage in any form of ibadat, ghufira lahu, Allah is going to forgive him. لِلصَّائِمْ For a person that fasts in the fitrihi at the time of iftar, دَعْوَةٌ مُسْتَجَابَ His du'as are accepted. Allah tells the hamilin of the arsh, the angels that are carrying the arsh, leave everything now and say ameen to the du'as of the fasting people. وَتَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُمُ الْحِيْتَانِ Even the fish are making du'a for forgiveness for the people that are fasting. So Allah Ta'ala is looking for every opportunity to forgive, every opportunity to send His mercy to such an extent that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said on the mimbar, بَعُدَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ Really, that person must be really wretched and far from Allah's mercy, who finds the month of Ramadan and he doesn't secure his forgiveness. أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةً أَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةً آخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِنَ النَّارِ The first part of Ramadan, which we are currently in, the ninth of Ramadan today, is the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala. How much of dua we made for Allah's rahmat. Allah, envelop me in your mercy. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika astaghif. Oh Allah, I beg you for your mercy. Adkhilni fi rahmatik. So many beautiful duas at the time of iftar. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. So Allah Ta'ala is ready to accept our duas. Allah Ta'ala is ready to forgive us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a mahroom, a real deprived person is that person that has been deprived of the night of Laylatul Qadr. You can't miss out of these opportunities. The king announced, anybody that just comes to my palace, anybody just comes to my palace, he stands in the line, then he will get from my treasures whatever he wants. Then nobody will be such a fool to leave that little effort that it takes to go and stand in the line and to collect his reward. Yeah, in Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala's mercies are raining upon us. All it takes for a person to make little bit effort, fast a little, perform his tarawih salah, spread his hands in front of Allah Ta'ala and beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his mercy. So Allah Ta'ala is absolutely generous. Then when it came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, The hadith says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana ajwad al-nas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of people. Wa ajwadu ma yakunu fi shahri Ramadan. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be absolutely generous. The peak of his generosity was seen in the month of Ramadan. Then it comes to us. Allah Ta'ala wants us to be generous in the month of Ramadan in particular. Look, we have to increase our ibadat. And we have been hearing about ibadat. And we must increase our ibadat. It's a month of tilawa. It's a month of salah. It's a month of dua. It's a month of begging of Allah. It's a month of exertion, exerting ourselves. And especially in the last 10 days, 10 nights of Ramadan. It's a month of exertion. Together with that, Allah Ta'ala wants us, Allah encourages us through Quran, through the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you have to become absolutely generous in this month. How? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man fattara sa'iman. That person that gives iftar to a fasting person, he provides the iftar meal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him his sins, number one. Number two, Allah Ta'ala will emancipate him and free him from the fire of Jahannam. Number three, وَكَانَ لَهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the same reward of the fasting person. The fasting person. You can fast out of Ramadan your whole life. It will not equal to that one fast of Ramadan. That fast of that fasting person, for one fast, is getting one hur in Jannat. That is besides the palaces and other luxuries and enjoyments that he is getting in Jannat. So you are going to get his reward for give iftar, and you don't take any of his rewards away. Allah will just give you the get his reward. He'll get his hur. He'll get his palace in Jannat. He will get his full reward. But you'll also get the same. On account of giving him, Allah reward the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Laysa kullu minna yajidu ma yuftiru sa'im. Not every one of us has the means to give an iftar meal. Can you imagine the poverty of some Sahaba radiallahu anhum? They didn't have enough cloth to cover their bodies. So they said, Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't have enough to give an iftar meal, to share a meal with someone. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will give the same reward to that person that gives one date to a fasting person. How easy it is at the time of iftar. We are in the period of time where Allah Ta'ala has opened the doors of wealth, especially for South Africans. But with the opening of the doors of wealth, many have become more selfish. With the opening of the doors of wealth, comes bukhal and stinginess. So the hadith is encouraging. If you got two khajur at the time of iftar, look for that person that you can share one khajur with. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one dirham can be greater than 100,000 dirhams. One silver coin can be greater than 100,000 silver coins. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, how, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person got only two silver coins. And another man is so rich, he got millions. So from his millions, he takes out 100,000 and he gives it. So percentage-wise, maybe he gave 1% of his wealth. Maybe he gave 0.5%. This man, he only got two dirhams. He gave 50% of his wealth, he gave one dirham away. In the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, that one dirham of this poor person is more greater than that 100,000 of the rich person. At the time of iftar, you got two khajur. Look for someone that you can share that khajur with. People's food is getting stale in the fridge and freezes. Reality. The month of Ramadan, month of barakah. Fruit is lying there, it's going off. Milk is going off. Food is getting stale. A person is getting free food. So he's taking a whole lot. He's eating maybe a portion. The rest of it goes into the freezer. After months he realizes the food got rotten. But down the road, few kilometers away, there are people that walk kilometers every day to earn Just the daily bread. So let us understand, brothers, Allah Ta'ala wants us to become generous in this month. The hadith says, you got no khajur. Give one sip of water to your Muslim brother. Give one sip of milk to your Muslim brother. You'll get that same three rewards. Freedom from Jahannam, forgiveness of your sins, and the same reward as his. And then that hadith concludes, and it says, that person that gives a sip of water to his Muslim brother in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will saqahu Allahu min hawdi, sharbatan min hawdi. Allah will give him a drink of water from my hawd. Such a drink, after drinking one sip, he will never feel thirsty until he enters Jannah. This is a month of barakah, a month of generosity. So each one needs to do some introspection and see, how can I become generous on the level that I am? The rich person on his level, the poor person on his level. Allah Ta'ala loves juhdul muqil. That person that has very little, but from that little he is giving whatever he got. One female sahabi said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sometimes a beggar comes to my house and I don't have anything to give that beggar. Don't have anything, meaning anything significant. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you got a hoof, some trotters, some basic thing like that, maybe what you don't want to eat, you got something that they can make a meal with, some soup with, give them that also. Look for something, give them. Let them make a meal, let them have something to eat. To that level you must not turn that beggar away. Amma sa'ila fala tanhar. Don't turn that beggar away. Don't have preconceived notions. Don't think something that might not be true. We don't have evidence, we can't say that person. Give them water. You know, water is such a sadaqah. We don't understand. We explain the hadith now. There were some people that had such sicknesses in the past that they couldn't find a cure for. The hadith is, Da'u mardakum bis sadaqah. Treat your sick with sadaqah. Sometimes that's the last thing a person is thinking about. Now everything failed. The doctors failed, the medicine failed, everything failed, ta'wiz failed. Now we're looking for sadaqah now. What can I do? There was a certain woman, is mentioned in one of the kitabs. She had some ailment with her legs. And everything failed. She went to a pious alim, pious saint. He said, give water in sadaqah and make niyat. Allah must give you shifa through this water that you're giving. So she went and distributed water. With the barakah of that water, especially where there's a need. Our elders say, look, if there's no need for something in a certain place, then look for what is the need or where there is a need. If everybody got something and now you want to give the same thing in the same place, for example, the masjid got Qurans in the masjid. There's a whole lot of Qurans in the masjid. Now you want to go and put another 50 Qurans in the masjid. It's iswalu thawab. So that's not the need. Look for a masjid in a poor area maybe that don't have literature. Put literature there. People read it. Look for a madrasa where the children are poor and they don't have Qurans. Say, I'm donating all the Qurans for the children this year. So look for where there's a need and what is the need. So when there's no water in a certain area, we know we have this problem, then people really appreciate the water. So this woman went and she distributed the water among people that had a need for water. With the niyat, Allah, I got the sickness, the doctors failed, the medicine failed, everything failed. Da'u mardakum bis sadaqah, treat your sick with sadaqah. I'm giving it, ya Allah, this is my treatment, this is my medicine. Allah Ta'ala made it, she got cured. When a person follows the hadith with yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it must have an effect. When a person does for Allah, then Allah will do for him. One person, he gave sadaqah at night. In those days, there was no light. So he wanted to give it with ikhlas. He don't want to see the person. He don't want to know the person. He don't want the person to know him. So he took the money in his hand quietly and he gave it to that person. So in the morning, he didn't know, it was the talk of the town. تُصُدِّقَ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى السَّارِقِ. That this became the talk. You know, last night a thief was given sadaqah. So he said, oh Allah, look at me. I gave sadaqah to a thief. I put it in the wrong hand. So no, he said, لَأَتَصَدَّقَنَّ بِصَدَقَةٍ. I have to make up for it. I have to give sadaqah again. So he went the next night, absolutely dark. Let me give it to someone. Turned his face, gave it. The morning it became the talk of the town. تُصُدِّقَ عَلَى الزَّانِيَةِ. Last night someone gave sadaqah to a prostitute woman. Allah, I gave it to a prostitute. I have to give sadaqah again. So third night he went, put it in the hand of someone. In the morning everybody is saying, talk of the town. تُصُدِّقَ عَلَى الْغَنِي. Someone gave sadaqah to a rich person. Billionaire. He gave few rands to the billionaire. One person was sitting in a masjid. Bangladesh Jamaat is there now. Bangladesh is known to be a poor country. Majority of the people are poor. So, the Bangladesh Jamaat is there. This brother was so simple. He's a millionaire. But he dresses up very simply. The Jamaat saw him and said, this is a bicharo. Took out 5 rand and they gave it to him. To Suddiqa al-Ghani. Sadaqah was given to a rich man. He said, Allah, I can't do anything right. I gave it to a thief. I gave it to a zania, a prostitute. I gave it to a rich man. But see, Allah appreciates. In his dream, قِيلَ لَهُ. The message came to him in his dream. That your sadaqah wasn't at a loss. When you put your sadaqah in the hands of that thief, he changed his life. He said, from today I'm not going to rob anyone. I don't need to rob. Allah can provide me without effort. Without stealing, Allah can give me. Why must I steal? When you gave it to that woman that was a prostitute, it moved her heart. It changed her mind. That Allah will provide for me. Why must I do this haram? She changed. When you gave it to the rich man, he took lessons. He said, someone is giving few rands. I got billions. I'm not giving sadaqah. What is wrong with me? Let me give sadaqah. You know, there was in Bukhari Sharif, the same page, the top of the page, then the bottom of the page. There was a woman in the past that was a zaniya, fajira, very loose, lured woman. She walks one day, she sees a dog with his tongue out, thirsty. Maybe we heard the story, but I'm giving you reference now, Bukhari Sharif, authentic hadith. She took a scarf. We understand from this that the loose woman in those days also, they used to wear a scarf, they used to cover their head. They used to do wrong, but outside in public, the dressing must be right. So she took out that scarf. Allah give our woman the tawfiq also, our young daughters also, that we must dress right. We must not dress in a revealing manner. Sometimes the mindset becomes corrupt because of society, because of secular education. Then the mindset becomes corrupt. Our thinking becomes wrong. We went for one walima. In that walima, while we eating, a whole trail of girls just came now. Young girls, teenagers. They came with some trays or something. There was a separation. Men one side, boys one side, girls one side, men one side. But now all of a sudden these girls came. So I asked someone, what is this? Stop it, please. Tell them to go back. These are not small girls, they are big girls. So what was the reason behind that? So someone had a bright idea that now when they will come, someone will see them, proposals will come for them. See, our mindset goes off. Someone is advertising themselves on social media with the pictures and everything. Now I need to get married. So he's putting his picture. All haram he's doing. How will the marriage be halal then? How will the barakah come when a person does wrong things? If we put our trust in Allah, we do what is right, what is Quran and Hadith, Allah will do things for us. A person will see it. A person will see it. How many people, from the outside it looks like they're very happy. But the reality on the ground, the children may be looking very, very beautiful. They got a lot of wealth. But the reality on the ground, if you really go into the life of that person, because he is not on 100% deen, because he is not following Shariat, things are going wrong for him. His home is hell for him. His children are hell for him. His staff are troubling him. His mind is not at ease. He can't sleep at night in peace. The whole reason is we've moved away from deen. See, we're talking about sadaqah. Coming back to the story, we're talking about sadaqah. Quran says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah's system is Allah destroys interest and riba. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala magnifies and multiplies sadaqah. Logic can't understand this. I had 100 rand, I gave 10 rand. I got 90 rand left. I had 100 rand, they gave me 10 rand in interest. I got 110 rand. Logic can't understand this. But the hadith is saying, ma naqasat sadaqatum min malin, your wealth doesn't decrease when you spend in a path of Allah. See, if we follow Quran and hadith, in this aspect and every aspect of our lives, we will see magic happening. And this will take some time. It takes some time, about 20, 30 years, and a person sees what Allah Pak did for him, what peace he got in his life. This woman, she took off a scarf. She had a leather sock or a shoe. She put it into the well. She tied the scarf to the shoe, got the water. She fed the dog. She gave sadaqah to a dog. We're talking about food that we got left over at home. Give it in sadaqah. Few dates you got, share it with someone. Extra money, give it to someone. Hazrat Maulana Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullahi, he says, I saw my late father. He's talking about the pious people never kept anything extra. He said, some of them at the end of the day, at the end of the day, if they had anything extra, they must give it away. If gifts came to them, expensive, rich gifts came to them, they would take it, and by the end of the day, they give it away. Someone was telling us now, one of our pious ulama, still alive, says he'll go to one town. He'll get expensive gifts, al-fajr clocks, maybe some gold, a lot of money. This is for you, Hazrat, this is for you. So jazakallah. You won't break his heart, make him happy, cheeks it. But already he made intention, I'm not going to keep this. When he goes to the next town, he says, right, all my friends, give it to them in this town. These are people that got trust in Allah. He says, my father, Walana Yahya Rahmatullahi, any extra money if he had, he'll first see, those people I'm owing people money, I got creditors, he'll give it to them. But he won't keep, he said, I don't need this burden on me till the next morning. So this woman, she gave the dog water, she gave sadaqah to the dog, Allah Ta'ala forgave her, Allah made her maghfirat, all her zina, Allah Ta'ala made it maaf, Allah put her into jannat. There was a cruel king in Bukhara. One day he's riding his horse, going for some work. He sees a mangy dog with a skin disease, shivering in the cold. Something touched his heart. He saw the dog, he actually cried. He told one of his workers, take this dog to my palace. When he came back, he said, bring that dog. He said, one of the workers, oil its body, feed it, give it water to drink. This is a dog. He tied it close to the palace. He said, light a fire, keep it warm. He saw to the dog. 2 days later, he died. A pious alim in the town, he knows that the king is so cruel, he dreams about him and he sees. And he sees the king. And he asked him, how did things fare with you in the akhirat? He said, Allah Ta'ala said to me, you were like a dog in my eyes. You committed dhulam and oppression, you hurt people. But because of a dog, I forgive you. Because of the mercy you showed to a dog, my mercy enveloped you. I take it upon myself to recompense all those people you oppressed, and I have forgiven. That is a dog, brothers. We are saying, can't we look within ourselves? How we can give some sadaqah, how we can spend in the path of Allah. Too many ayats. Opening verses of the Quran. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. We want taqwa in Ramadan. هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah explains who are the muttaqeen, who got taqwa. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. They believe in the unseen. They have strong iman. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. And they perform salah. Thirdly, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. They spend from the wealth that we have provided for them. Sadaqah doesn't decrease your money. One person, he sees all of a sudden there's a cloud. There's a voice from the cloud, go and rain in a certain land. Ah, he's interested to know what is happening. He watches that water is raining down. It's flowing into a certain area. Eventually it reaches someone's farm. That man with his spade is irrigating his farm. So he goes to that man. He said, what's your name? He said, my name is so and so. The same name he heard in the cloud. Go and irrigate that person's land. He said, something very strange happened today. I heard a voice in the cloud saying you must rain on that person's land. It's a hadith. It's not a Lal Kitab story. It's a hadith. He said, I heard it said you must rain in a certain place. He said, because you heard the voice, I'm telling you my story. Otherwise, I won't tell you. He said, whatever profit I make, I divide it into three. One third for my family, one third I reinvest, and one third I give it in the path of Allah. One third I give it in the path of Allah. When you open the door of sadaqah, your business will thrive. Allah's system. And a person closes the tap of sadaqah, Allah will close the tap of barakah. The barakah tap closes. No barakah in the business. Maybe the numbers are rolling. Someone is stealing. Something is happening somewhere, but things are not going right. The more a person gives, the more Allah opens. You know, I spoke to some poor people in this week. I was shocked to know. The little that they're earning, they make sure they take out 5%. Zakat is not, they are actually mustahiq of zakat. Zakat can be given to them. But these people are telling me, husband and wife, that few rands I got, I must take it out for Allah. They're calling it Allah's money. This is Allah's money. Take it out. When a person does that, then Allah will take care of them. This woman is telling me, you know, I got so much of barakah in my money. And the little money she has, I don't know. I got so much of barakah in my money. When a person gives sadaqah, there's so much to be said. The hadith, the ayat of the Quran says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. We want taqwa, we want to become pious in the month of Ramadan. Quran is saying, you cannot attain that piety until you spend from what you love. Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu gave that garden that was filled with date palms and sweet water in front of Masjidun Nabawi. When this ayat was revealed, he came, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Biraha, this garden is my most prized possession. Millions of rands, this whole factory, date factory that was. So take it in the path of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very happy. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. There's so much more to be said, so many ahadith. Allah give us tawfiq that we can do the little that we can and the more that we can in the month of Ramadan and after Ramadan. I said the easy way is at the time of iftar, share our kajur with someone. Look for someone, try and share our kajur. Those that are poor, look for the poor in the area. You got leftover food, one day's old food, go and find someone. People are standing at the robots. Sometimes you give them something, same time they eat it. Non-Muslims, give it to them also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana in Muhammad.